Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. Our message for today is called The Story About Little Faith, Having Little Faith, and Service. And we are so glad that you are joining us to read the Bible every day. And by the end of the year, we will have read the whole Bible again if you're following us every day. And I do post 4 scriptures for the day, 1 Old Testament, 1 New Testament, 1 Proverbs, and 1 Psalms. And I'm hoping that you're enjoying following along with us. Amen. So this story is in the New Testament. Matthew is the first book of the New Testament. And the first 4 books is about Jesus, how he was born, how he lived, how he chose his disciples, and how he died and how he resurrected. And so we really need to know this story. You cannot really understand the Bible unless you read these 4 Gospels, they call them. Anyway, Matthew chapter 8. When Jesus noticed how large the crowd was growing, he was instructed by his disciples to get ready to cross to the other side of the lake. Then one of the Jewish religious leaders said to him, "Teacher, I will follow you no matter where you go." And Jesus said, "I, the Messiah, have no home of my own, no place to lay my head." And another of his disciples said, "Sir, when my father dies, then I will follow you." But Jesus told him, "Follow me now. Let those who are spiritually dead care for their own dead." And then he got into a boat and he crossed the lake with his disciples. And suddenly a terrible storm came up with waves higher than the boat. But Jesus was asleep. The disciples woke him up shouting, "Lord, save us, we're sinking." But Jesus said, "Oh, you men of little faith, why are you so frightened?" And then he stood up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and the storm subsided and all was calm. The disciples just sat there in awe. "Who is this man?" they asked themselves. "And even the winds and the sea obey him?" When they arrived on the other side of the lake in the country of the Gadarenes, 2 men with demons in them met him, and they began screaming at Jesus and said, "What do you want with us, O Son of God?" The demons knew who he was. "You don't know. You have no right to torment us yet." And a herd of pigs was feeding in the distance, so the demons begged, "If you cast us out, can you send us into that herd of pigs?" And he said, "Okay, let it be done." And they came out of the men, and they entered the pigs, and the whole herd of pigs rushed over the cliff and drowned in the water. This scripture has so much meaning for me, because many years ago, I went on a missions trip to the Dominican Republic with our church. And we ladies, we were praying. I think I had 2 other sisters were praying for the day for the service in the night. And, of course, the pastor was going to preach. And I had a vision. And I was in a boat, like the boat that Jesus was in with these disciples, one of those small boats. And I saw Jesus walking on the water, and he said, come. And I started to get out of the boat to walk with him. And then the vision was gone. And, you know, I never forgot that vision, because what the Lord was sharing with me is I have to believe him for greater things. At that time, I have faith. My faith was growing. But he wanted me to believe him for extraordinary things. And, you know, he is faithful. He has taken me through my life in ways that I would have never thought that I would walk. God is faithful. And here I am today, preaching on the Facebook and sharing the word of God with people all over the world. And I'm not even leaving my house. I cannot believe that. Amen. God is good. Friends, our faith is continuously growing as we serve the Lord. That's the message. We start with little faith, because Jesus said the faith is like a mustard seed. And I don't know if you've seen a mustard seed. It is so tiny that it's almost hardly able to be seen. And yet, when it grows into the largest tree. Well, that's how Jesus wants our faith to grow. Every day, we have opportunities to test our faith and increase our faith as we, what? Read the Word of God, because the Word of God gives us faith. And then step out in the things that God would tell you to do. Many people are able to understand the word of God. Many people know Jesus' voice and know what he's telling them, and they can move in that area that God tells them to do, but they stop there. So there's a connection between faith and service. As you receive something from God and you wait on him and you believe his word, you know, even Abraham probably didn't believe at first that Jesus said, hey, you leave your country and go somewhere else. We're all in that boat. But little by little, we learn to trust in Jesus. We learn to let him direct us. And little by little, we're able to move in the way that he's telling us to do, even if we don't understand it, even if we don't know why he's asking us, and even if we don't want to do it. Somehow, we will be reconciled with God. And so we need to share the word of God all the time, and we need to do what God says. What is the sense of being a Christian and yet you never follow Christ, who's telling you to do something? Like this lady wanted to go to school, and she didn't know if it was God's will. And I said, well, why don't you ask him? And then you have to take a step of faith. You have to put your application in. And then if God wants you to go to school, he will open the door. If he don't want you to go to school, he will close the door. So that's what we have to do. And you know, we can do it. Let us pray. Father God, right now, I trust, Father God, for your power, your glory, your might. Lord, we just thank you, Father God, that you are in control of our lives. We don't need to have all that burden on us. You said, take your burden, and your burden is light. Matthew 13, 31 and 32 said, Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, and which, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a faith. What a liar. What a liar. The enemy's a liar. I hate him to the pieces. And he's not going to get a victory anywhere. The victory is already done in Jesus' name. Hey, shut up! Be quiet!